Yesterday was a sad day. I remember looking at, when I got home last night, my wife actually put these on, these shows about 9/11. And it was one that was doing like a timeline of when everything happened. And, you know, I guess I'll tell you what happened. So we watched these and you saw Flight 93 and the wives that were talking to their husband that were going to take over the plane. That's the one that crashed in Pennsylvania. And you wonder, God, what would I do in that kind of situation? And what the wives had a face. And then there's that one flight attendant on, was it Flight 77? Flight 11? I don't know. They knew they were hijacked. And she kept talking to people. And eventually her voice went silent when they crashed in the Twin Tower. And it just, you know, they presented it in a way that really kind of touches you. I'm not going to do a show so much about that. This is really going to be not that long of a show. Because I'll be honest with you. Let me just go back and back up a little bit and say, I remember what happened on that day, 2001, September 11th. I was on the radio. 8:46 came and went. That's when the first plane crashed. I didn't even know about it. A friend of mine, Joe, I call him Joe from Steuben. He's a good friend. I haven't talked to Joe in a while. I hope he's doing okay. But he called me and said, Teach, you're not going to believe it. Take a look at the TV when you get a chance. And we had a TV we monitored in the studio. And I went and turned it up a little bit, and I saw a smoking building, one of the Twin Towers. So I didn't even know, you know, it happened. And I'm glad he made me aware of it. This was probably about 5 minutes after it happened. So I make Jack Hall, our news person, I make him aware of it. And so we're kind of monitoring it. And then at 9:03, we're still watching it, and we see the plane. We both saw the plane fly into the building. The other building. And then you know, right then and there, you know, right then and there, something's going on, and it's not just a strange accident. And that is a big shock, I think, for anybody to know that you're under attack. From who? But this show is not going to be about, you know, a lot of people, you know, it led to us going and fighting wars that I don't know if we gained a whole lot out of it. I mean, I'm glad we retaliated against the ones that we thought were behind it, but maybe they weren't, you know. I'll be honest with you. This is the part I'm going to say. Right away, that same day when it happened, I didn't think it was what they were told us it was. I didn't believe it. Let's put it that way. And I'm not going to go into it because I really don't delve into conspiracies. But I just truly believe there's a lot more going on. And there are websites you can go to. Steve Becko, who's been on my show, he posted a lot of stuff about that. I don't know if it's true or not. You know, there's a lot of speculation about what happened. They claim there was these buildings were brought down by some kind of explosions. That there was a drone flight. 93 was a drone flight. Nobody was on board. I don't know. Or that a missile landed in the Pentagon. Maybe. I guess my angle at it for this show was really about the feeling that I think most of us felt. And if we could go back to living like that instead of just doing it for 2 days, this is what we're meant to do. When these tragedies hit, they're meant to rock our world. They're meant to open up our heart. School shootings, all these things. In foreign countries. You know, a lot of times living in this country, I think people have removed. They don't feel it. They don't realize the pain that others are suffering. And then there are those that are very compassionate and see that there's, you know, how can you not? Some of these, you know, there's times I've been distracted and not paying attention and thinking, well, it's not here, happened somewhere else. And then when you truly put your heart in it, which I think more and more people are doing that. More and more people are compassionate. And that's what it's meant to be. These souls, in my opinion, chose to leave this planet all at once so that we could wake up 18 years ago. And that may seem like something you can't wrap your head around. I believe we choose when we die. I believe we choose the life we choose to live. And if we leave in what some people think is a horrible way, it's there to serve. It's a great reminder or maybe we just want to be in spirit, or maybe we don't want to be here anymore. There's many different answers. It's different for everybody. But usually at a group situation like that, from my experience in dealing with psychics and mediums and learning a lot about that, they do that to jolt us, because we need to be jolted. I think we do. So regardless of what you believe, none of that matters, whether at this point the truth will come out. It will come out someday. And I tend to believe more towards, you know, I always felt from that same day, I remember right after that happened, my friend John came in. He was doing a talk show later that day, and he had a friend of his in who I had met briefly, and this man was a former military guy. And I said to both of them, I said, boy, you know, I don't think this is what it appears. I think this is a plan to get us to go to war. And they both kind of looked at me and said, yeah, well, maybe you're right. And then they proceeded to talk about how we were breached, and, you know, that our country wasn't what it was supposed to be at one time. You know, we lost the edge. And so they kind of went down the military, the attack scenario, and I didn't buy that. And I still don't to this day. That's just the way I felt, just because of, you know, when you trust certain sources and they tell you certain things have been orchestrated, and I'm talking about spirit sources, and they've been doing this for years, then you start to see maybe things in a different light. That doesn't mean I close off to anything. I try to see both sides of anything. But I remember what I remember about that date is the love that we all had for each other. People were telling other people that they didn't know that well, that they loved them. When was the last time that happened? I remember people would call the radio station. We'd let them put them on the air, and they were expecting love. They were expressing their love and their concern. And we all got humbled. And that's what we need to do. We all need to be humble. Maybe not all of us. Some of you are probably very humble already. But we get caught up in our opinions and our beliefs and thinking this is the truth and this is this and I'm right and you're wrong and it's us versus them. And if you don't agree with me, and if you're not what I belong to, go to the same church or belong to the same voting block, or, you know, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, blah, 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 blah. One thing I noticed in watching that old footage, we seem to have less division back then. Maybe I'm just thinking that, but it seemed like people have changed a lot in the last 10 to 15 years. Some of it for the better, but I see people now very wired, like they're ready to just go off. And I see people accusing others of being racist when maybe they aren't, just because maybe they said the wrong thing or didn't. So we're so willing to jump down somebody's throat. And then every incident that happens seems to escalate, and our press is escalating even more. And we're turning against each other, when most of us have no intention of hurting others. And, you know, I may not always agree with some of these organizations that are out there, because they don't walk in love. If you walk in love, then I'll support you. But if you might have some characters within your group that don't have integrity, and you're following the wrong people. So we can look back at history, and we can see people like Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and I know he wasn't perfect, and neither was King, Jesus, who walked in love, and people, and their message went on forever, didn't it? And people listened. And now when I hear people, and they talk with hatred and negativity, or they bash one group, or if you don't agree with them, they just come after you, it's like, that's not love, and I'm not going to support you. I'm not. Walk with integrity. So I see that we've become more divided, and I think that's part of a plan. My conspiracy side is coming out. I can't prove all that. That's why I don't go into that. Furthermore, it makes you feel bad when you realize that maybe there's some really, really horrific things that are going on. We're really enslaved and controlled, and it's been like that forever. How joyful is that? Does that lift your heart? The good news about all of it is I really believe it's changing. And we really are stepping into a time, if it's true that we've been controlled and enslaved for thousands of years, we are coming into a great time of awakening. So I guess what I wanted to mention about 9/11, if you remember that day, remember the love. Wasn't it amazing? I thought it was. People were just so open and their hearts were so wounded. And it seems like it's in those kind of moments is when we step up to the plate. You know, there was a movie called Starman, and he was an alien guy, Jeff Bridges. I like the alien movies. And they're asking him, this one guy's asking him, he says, what do you like about human beings? He says, what I like most about all of you is that when things are at their worst, you are at your best. Now, this movie was made before 9/11. This goes back a ways. But boy, that sure applied to 9/11. People, and you see that with disasters too, don't you? Look at the hurricanes down in Houston. Same thing. Maybe not so much Katrina down in New Orleans. There was a little bit of shooting going on there. But there were people, I'm sure, that helped each other and did things. And so, again, are these things there to wake us up? Natural disasters, all that. I believe it's all part of it. I believe it's there to get us to return to love. And the more we do that, the more it spreads. And the more we hold on to it, the opportunity for the planet, for more people to wake up, to hold that vibration. Because let's face it, most of us, I'll admit it, we're not always there. We get caught up in what we see on TV. We get caught up thinking, well, this person's a criminal, and he did this, and blah, blah, blah. It's so easy to fall into that. And we may be right about those people. You have to understand the universe has its own way of dealing with that, and it's very loving and gentle. But karma's a real thing. And so if I do something that's horrific, and maybe I was meant to do that, as crazy as that seems, in order to wake people up, sometimes you need a bad guy. You need a bad guy so everybody can realize. So this being is going to be paying for it for quite a long time. Many lifetimes. I know I killed you last lifetime. I wiped out about 6 bazillion people. Well, that means 6 bazillion people will have the opportunity to kill you. But they may forgive you. Oh, well, I hope at least 5 bazillion do. That's just a wild scenario, and I'm not making light of that kind of horrific thing. But that's kind of what goes on, I believe, is that the universe was created with these universal laws. The creator of all things, God, whatever you want to call it, the source, put these laws in place so that this being of love doesn't have to judge us. These laws will take care of that. And we agree with these laws. So when we leave these bodies, we go, yeah, guess I kind of blew it, didn't I? Or, no, I did what I came to do. Well, here's what you got a little karmic debt here you got to pay back. Can I talk to these other beings? Will they forgive me? Well, they probably would. But don't you want to pay it back? Yeah, okay, you're right. I mean, what is it? It's just it'll be quick. It'll be over with, and I'll be back up here again. That's kind of how it works, in my opinion. And I base that on research that's been done. But really, a book that I mentioned once more than once was Life Between Life, where this author, he was a psychologist, but a hypnotherapist, and he brought people back between their lives. And they described all the things they went through, coming to the light, meeting love, angels, loved ones, godlike figures. And then eventually sitting down with about 3, sometimes less, 3, I wouldn't call them judges, but 3 counsel, I don't know. And they would guide you as to, what do you want to do? Okay, do you want to pay back what you did? And it's always loving and gentle and nurturing. And do you want to plan what you want to do again if you're going back down there? And so there seems to be evidence, in my opinion, that that's what kind of goes on. And this next place is a place of love. So if you ran into somebody that you killed, you're going to understand why that happened when you get there. And it's hard for us to accept that here because we don't see the bigger picture. So regardless of who was behind 9/11, and all these other tragedies, which I hope go away someday, because it doesn't have to be that way. Certainly we're moving towards a world of love, and the darkness no longer is going to be welcome. But loving beings will not destroy that. Loving beings will bring love to the planet, and those that don't want to be a part of it will go somewhere else. Some people say they're going to be absorbed back into the love. I don't know. I just view, if you're a loving being, you'll just, there's other people in the universe that want to experience that. We don't want that anymore here on Earth. Earth doesn't want that, I don't believe. And I've talked about that a lot. So that was a huge wake-up call. Not so much that we were being attacked by a foreign military power, which we could, or maybe weren't. Maybe it was within our own government. But that we've forgotten what it is to love one another, to truly care and be concerned. You know, I had an interview that I posted a few years ago. It was an African doctor, and he wrote a book. And it was based on African, these were like little statements, wisdom statements, that he had collected. And they were very wise and spiritual. And I eventually pulled that off because his publisher or somebody that was working with him said, well, I don't want you to run that on your podcast. I said, okay. But he told me about what it was like to live in Africa. And people would say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that you live in Africa. And he goes, what are you sorry for? I think it's great to live here. Well, you know, you don't have a lot and it's poor. He says, we have all that we need. I think he was from Malawi. So it's a region that's a little more stable. And not all areas are unstable. We have this image in our mind. Maybe there are plenty of areas that are stable. People survive. He said, we live in a community. And when somebody is sick, we all attend to them. When a woman is pregnant, we all attend to her. So we all are willing to chip in. And this is what I saw on 9/11. First time in a long time. Now, those of us that live in small communities, we feel this way automatically. We live like this automatically. I don't stick my nose in my neighbor's business, but if my neighbor ever needed me, he could, just like that, I'd be there. And vice versa, I know he would do the same. And that's the way I grew up. And you have this, you trust these other people and you have good thoughts towards them, not negative energy. And now it seems like we don't trust our neighbors, especially if you live in a city, maybe. Some of that. I know not everybody's that way, but there's a lot. And it's like we've been conditioned. Gee, I wonder who's behind that. We've been conditioned to believe things a certain way. And we become fearful. And maybe just more aware, too, that, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, if you want to read more about what may be have happened, you can always go to goldenageofgaia.com. Steve Becko's got some articles on there. You may not like them. You may not agree with them. But food for thought. Where do I stand on the conspiracies? I believe there's a potential for truth in them, but I don't know for sure. In my heart, I believe that, yes, something more was going on than what we were being told that day, just because I think I know how things operate, how they operate. And I'm going to leave it at that, because it's not important. We don't want to focus. I don't believe we need to focus on that. Let's focus on love. Remember the love of that day. And if you weren't around, if you weren't here on the planet yet, or you don't remember it, it was amazing. We truly opened our hearts for at least a couple days, and then we went back to our cranky selves. Not everybody. Anyway, I say this with love, and I remember it with love. And that's all I want to say.